Wasn't Jeff, or I saw kind of
everything.
Yesterday, we left off at the Mishneh of Sheinan and Mishraq. I didn't discuss the other Gemara before the Torah, so I'll start again. Kenim Sheinan and Nereach Muta B'Yisrael. If somebody asks us, he's annoyed from going, so he didn't use the expression going. If you use the expression Kenim Shein Enemy Goyim, you understand the Israel is not a Goy. But he said Le'ini Shein Enemy Neach. So that means that anybody who is a descendant of the Neach, he doesn't want to have Anoya from him. So Muta Bi Yisrael, the Osea Be Vichochot. Bi Yisrael, so that's the Gemara's Kash. Bi Yisrael Minofik Mechor Ben Neach. Even the Yiddish Avrom is Kiral Shmi. In other words, even though biological, every Yisrael is also Bneach. But since the Jews won is Kadesh, Pisinai, some male Alpidin, they are not considered Bneach. Because Gershon is Gaia, Kikotin Shenildom. And when the Jews, when we covered the Torah, they all had the din of Geir. Now I mentioned the Machlekes, the Ramban and the Rashi. When the Morim in the Vomes that Zion says, Gershon is Gaia, so the Chatrila is Tzorich. Mile, Tvile, and Kabbalah Smithes. And Ishe, Shayach Mile. So Tvile and Kabbalah Smithes. So how about the Evet? So Rabbi Blazer says that Mol Velo Nidval Harizu Gea. We learn it out from the Imois. I mean from the Ovis. The Ovis said Mile. And they did not have Tefillah. I mean, how is that? But anyway. So then the Evet, if there is Mile and no Tefillah, is good. Is it you? Torah Velo Mol. Izochor, amen, is also Igeah. We learn it out from the Imois. So Rashi says, from the Imois, Bishas Matan Tov, because even in Mitzrayim, so the Jews were told to be Mal, and Chevil, of course, they are all Arelim except for Shevet Levi, and they are all told to be Tevah, men and women, before Matan Tov. So, so according to Rashi, Aviseinu means Aviseinu B'Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, and Imuseinu means Imuseinu B'Mitzrayim, Imuseinu B'Mitzrayim. The Ramban in the Chidushim on Yevomes is Chelek, and he says that Aviseinu means Avrom Yisov Yaakov Avrom. Imseinu means so, Rivka Rochle. So the Ramban himself explains Shitas Rashi, because Shitas Rashi is apparently that until Matan Torah, a Jew was not different than any other Neach. The other Umays were descendants of Neach. Some million Jews are also descendants of Neach. But at Matan Torah, they became Niskadesh, B'Kdushas Yisrael. So then the Gemara asked, I also needed a small Gemara edition and a small Gemara edition. So then the Ramban mentions the Gemara edition. The Gemara edition says that Akum Yirish Esovivat Heo, Shenemak Yerusha Ola Esov, Nosati Ezar Seyeh, Loresh Esayseh. So do you know what it says? No. The only way you saw Murashan, Esav was a Jew, but he was an Eidav Yisrael, he was a Mishumet. So if you say that until Matan Torah, all the Jews had a din of Neach, so a Goy cannot become a Munach. A Goy can become a Ritzeach, everything in the world, a Roshe, everything. But one Shem he cannot acquire, unless he's Mizgaya first. Just to become Yisrael Mumer. So if Esav is Yisrael Mumer, that means that he was born a Jew and then he abandoned the Jewish faith. That means that Yitzchak was a Jew. And Rivka, the mother of Esav, was a Jewish woman. And Avram was a Jew. When did Avram become a Jew? Before she nichnas Avram libris. Now another raya that he mentions that the Oves before Matan Torah had the din of a Jew, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Ches says Akum Shehiko Es Yisroel Chayev Mis Shenema Avayifin Kivachei Vayaches Hamitz. Now, so the Rambam says it's not a Chiyuv Nisa V'Yodom Chayev Misa V'Yodom. So it is Mishnah explained that it's Chayev Misa V'Yodom. Now the question arises, the Lachem Mishnah is a Kashi. How can the Rambam say that Chayev Misa means Chayev Misa L'Shamayim? But you say, V'yachas HaMitzvah itneu b'chayel, became dead. So that's no Kashi. Because Rashi says, and there's another Shabbat, V'yifin kei v'chayel v'yachas HaMitzvah shehogi v'shamam foyash. So Shema Firash is not Ritzich of Yedayim. Maybe it is Ritzich al Digomi. And Ritzich al Digomi is also Ritzich. The Rambam says, Nechas Perik Beis, Nechas Ritzich Ushmeras Nefesh, that if somebody is here, Achir Nehogi, he hires mafia people, gangsters, to kill another person. Oi, she Kofilif Nehari, he bound him in a jungle. Then a lion came and killed him, was Devasi. So he's not a Ritzeach with the other, but he's Chayev Misa Deshamay. Ay-yay-yay. לארץ חברי ששולח עבדו ואוגו אוי שקופסי לפני לפני ארי וחיי ציבי ואוגו שחיו וכן הרגס עצמי כל האחד מאלו שתודמים ואוגן הריג ביודו וחייב משל שמיים ואימא משל בית ומניין שכן הוא הדין שלמה שיתו דם אודום באודום דום ישוף זה הרג בעצמי שלו ילד שליח אז דים כל נפשי חמטרי זה הרג עצמי מיד כל חי אז בשנו זה המסר חבר לפני חי רי טוב ומיד אודום מיד ישוח יפדר שיש נפש אודום זה השיח האחרים לארץ חבר ולפירו שנמר שלוש תון לא שם תבישה הרי דין הוא מושב השמי הלוך הדלת וכל יהיו הרץ חונים לחי יצלם שאינם מחויב לבסדים למרות שמרח ישראל להוגם בגלל המלכוס ותקון הסיילום ושוט ביודי וכן מורו בזן להוקם בירשו, אמו יסו, אשר צריכו לכך, יש להם ריפוף שוס כמה שיהיו. So in other words, there is a חיוב מיש בשמיים. So the מיש למרח קשה, he killed him בידיים ביחס המצרי, ולכן בזנו קשה, because Rashi says in the name of Medrash, שהוגי בשמיים פירש. But the question is, how does the Rambam say Chayev Misa L'Shamayim? Why not Misa B'Dior? So the Chiddush Aran Sanhedrin is that Kash. So the answer is because Mitzvah Yodom is only Shayach and Zayin Mitzvahs. And to be Mate, Yisrael, or Bneiach is not one of the Zayin Mitzvahs. Ritziche, but to be Mate, just to hit him maliciously and viciously because of Sinas Yisrael, that's not Ritziche. So what kind of a Nisar is that? It's only a Nisar of Chavore. So the question is, so why is a Chayiv Mitzvah? Why is a Chayiv Mitzvah on which Mitzvah of the Zayin Mitzvahs? So the Ran says that because of Gezel. Because the Gezel that was given to Bnei Neach is distinguished from the Isha Gezel of Lisigzel. Bnegir Yisrael, so we have one lovely Sigzel. And that has reference, the Ikar of the Sigzel has reference to a case when somebody guzzles a Chivas Mechavere openly. There are Chalmos, just like the Yigzel as Hanis Miad Mitzvah. Then we have another love of the Sidney of Nasser Sadivres that deals with Nias Nefoches, to kidnap a person. And then we have another lovely Signevon Deishin that deals with mommy. And then we have Nisar of Nevas Das Abriyas. Eshmuel says in Chum, Peregranosh. Also, Litnei Das Abriyas, Aful Das Vigachovim. So the Ritvo says in Bomtzie that even though the love of the Signev Nasar Sadivres has reference to Gnivas Nefoshes, not to Gnivas Moment, and certainly not to Gnivas Das Abriyas. But the Ikalav has reference to Gnivas Nefoshes. But it's Nichol, and that love, all kinds of Gnivas, Gnivas Moment, Gnivas Das Abriyas, and Rav Nevadia Sfune, also says in his Pirush and Yisrael, Lo Yisignev, Kelel, Ben Gnivas Nefesh, Bein Gnevas Momen, Bein Gnevas Das Abriyas. Bein Gnevas Das Abriyas. So, Afal Pishomu, Bein Gnevas Nefoshes Akos Midaber, Dumbir Lysin of Lysirsoch, Mekolmo Keim Nichol Bumze, Kolin Yone Gnevas. So the question is, why isn't there a Chiyuv Misa B'Yoro? And Gezel, and Agnivas Momen and Gnes Nefoshes, there is a Chiyuv Misa B'Neich. Why not by Akum Shikos Yisroel? And then the Shaila is Monefshah. If Akum Shikos Yisroel is Nichla in the Isa Gezel B'Neich, so why Akum Shikos Akum? There is no Chiyuv Misa even with Shammai. Even Chiyuv Misa Shammai. Now, the Rambam in Perush HaMishnah in Kelim, Perik Chav Gimel, says that the Issa of Nevas Das Abriyas is the Gemara in Chum. Also, Litnei Das Abriyas after Das Akum is implicit in the Posik at the end of the Seitze, Kisiavas Hadishem, Kolei Seivel, Kolei Seile, Kolei Seover. And the Winkler's friend of that, Kisi Avas Hadishem, Kol Eise Ovel, to be called Miles Redishko. Any deception, any artifice, whether it's a Momen, Nefoshes, or in Kovet, in other words, if a person flatters another person in his presence, but behind his back, he attacks him. So he's Nichlal in the Yisar of Kisavas Hadishem, Kolei Seile, Kolei Seovel. Kolei Seovel. So there's the Yisar. So the question is, so why only Akum Shehiko Yisrael and not Akum Shehiko Akum? Should also be Chayiv Misa Bidei Shomai. So, my father said the Teres and the Mishnah Raskashe, if he's only Chayiv Misa Shomai, how did he was able to kill him? al Dishem. So my father said, let's go home every sikh. He was not allowed Moshe Rabbeinu to Mishasi Kelev, against the Mitzri who was hitting the Jew. So why was he allowed to use the Shem? So my father said very cynically, when somebody uses his Shem and kills him, it's like being mispala and the Rosh, he should die. And then he dies. So you'll say, it's a karma for Sikha after all, when you're mispala to Hashem, you submit to Rebbeinu Shalom, and Hashem intends that I curse in my heart every day, all the Arab thirst. And, well, unfortunately, my tefillah is not mikuyem. I'm not a sufficient tzaddik that my tefillah twice every day in every Shmoneh Esre. I'm a shinim, Balei Serisha. The holy Evei Am Yisrael is not fulfilled, but suppose it is fulfilled. My grandfather, Rebbe Prusiner, once, he didn't even curse him and he didn't mean to curse him. But at that time, there was the Tkufa of the Chafas, which is a badge of shame on the history of the Jews in the shtetl. Not Chas V'Sholem, the Rabbonim. The Rabbonim were clean and they fought the Omisanefesh themselves to fight the Chafas. The Chafas, the snatchers, they used to come to a Jewish home in the Tsarist regime before Nikolai, Alexander, you know. It started 200 years ago, and they used to snatch a boy of six. And then they trained him, and of course, they raised him as a boy, and they gave him all kinds of tafes, and the boy, well, some boys remembered what Shabbos is, what Kashas is, but most, sometimes they snatched the boy of five or four. They didn't know anything. And when my grandfather, the Prussian, was robbing Kletzk, so then there was one of the Chafas who was of the important members in the shtetl. That's unfortunate, you know. Very unfortunate. That's the only badge of shame in the history of the shtetl. So he once tried to snatch. So the father and the mother closed the doors and the shutters, you know, in those days, you had besides doors, you had shutters. So you had shutters on all the windows and on the doors, you had to go lifnim, lifnim, lifnim. So they couldn't come in. Then the next morning, the parents came to Rebbe in Kletz and they cried, what will they do? So Rebbe said, I'll call that man. He called him. So he said, do you know that you are a Moser and you are a Redev? And Al Pidin, it's Muta under certain circumstances. If Jews have no other alternative to kill you, because you are a Redev after the whole Jewish population in Kletz. So he said, you cursed me. He says, I didn't curse you. I just mentioned Allah. I cursed you. So he says, you will see what will be done to you within the next 2 days. So Rabbi Lehi said to him, Shegetz, hear voice from my noise, to Gostos Nishalem. And the same night he had a heart attack and he died in his sleep. That's an Ephes. It sounds like a Hasidic story, but I heard it from my mother, you know. I don't mean a Hasidic story, they are all not true. Many stories are true, but they are many stories that are exaggerations. What is the rov? I don't know. I didn't study it. But that's a Hasidic, misnagdish, true story. Not a meif. So that's what my father said. That he did not involve even Gomor Fritzich. It's like cursing in Tfile, a Roshe. Somebody had been a tzaddik like that, like Rebele, or the Misalevi also had to leave towns because of the Chafas. It was a terrible thing, you know. Today's Jewish children, even the yeshiva high schools, and even the yeshiva gdeles, and even clearly many of them don't know about the Chafas. You have to study modern Jewish history to know about the Chafas. Such a terrible stain on the history of the Jews in the Shtetl Yom. So merely it was not a Grom of Rishich. All right, anyway. So then the Ramban, now the Kashi was Monoshech. If it's Nichlal in the love of Gezel, or another lesson in the Rache, the Sharan Sanhedrin is, it's Nichlal in the Tzibu and Dinim. What does Dinim say? According to the Ramban, Dinim means they have to appoint judges to prosecute the Bneneach who are there on the Zayin Mitzvahs. The Rambam says in Hilchas Melachim, פרק ט' מלכס מלוכים מלוכי יוד וחיסת מצווים לדין חיובים לאישים דיונים ושיפטים וכל פלח ופלח לא דין בשש מתסייל ולעזר עזום ובני עקשוב על האחס משם מתסייל יורק וסי ומפני זה נזחי בו כל בל ישכם הריגו שער ישכם גוזל והם רואו ויודו ולנו סדר רמבן עם פרש בישלח יזמצק הלך. He said, how can you say that Og Nishchem were Chayv Mise? So why was, and they were making the mitzvah of Dinim? Suppose they didn't do what they did, they themselves would be Chayv Mise. So why was Yaakov angry at them? And if you are going to say because Yaakov was afraid of all the neighboring nations, he'll start to attack them. V'ani nesati eschabi kashti v'shirechi al Shchem. As the Gemara says, that means they all assembled, they all mobilized to destroy Yaakov Avonov, and Yaakov had to use the weapons, military weapons, to defend himself. So why? What they were saying? So why, even in the Boches and the deathbed? So he said, "All apum goes the vrosom tikoshom." He meant because the bloodshed. They perpetrated and Anshi Shem. So at that time he knew that he was saved. They were right and he was not right. Why did he curse the Rav? Yaakov Avinu did not ask for Shalom, cursed the sons, but their kas he cursed in the most extreme language. So the Teretz is very simple. Even according to there is a basic difference between the mitzvah of manishing a Jew who is chayv mise and the mitzvah that is incumbent upon Neneach to punish their own avayonim, their own rechit. The mechayev of mise, or of malchus, or of kores, or of mise v'shamay, in Dinei Yisrael is kapor. And you see that kolamum semisvadim, it is true. Suppose the ritzeach of the machal shabbos, David Avizore, the meisis amadiach refuses to be misvadim, Bezdin still has to do it. Otherwise, it will be anarchy. But the mechayev is kapor. It's not like goles. Goles, so kapor is the whole thing. But here, it's a chiva veinish. But the mechayev of the teinish is kapor. It's not, well, an example, a similar example is not goles, because goles is also an einish and kapor. But kom chatos, if somebody was an aver of kores b'sheirik, he has to bring the chatos. So there's the whole mechayev, it's not an einish. So, mashein kim b'neneach, the mechayev is not kapor. The mechayev is migdal milz. You see that the Rambam says in Perek Beis Milchas Tzeiach v'Shmiras Nefesh that even a Yisrael who has killed another person, al digrome, so the Melech and the Sanhedrin have to punish him, and if they think that it's necessary to mete out capital punishment, to serve as a deterrent, then they're allowed and even mechuyev. So, with the mitzvah of ba'at aromich abecho, that's the mechayev of that is kapor. Masha'in kein, the mitzvah of dinim b'mneach, so the mechayev is a deterrent, midamilch, and then achname by Yisrael, there is also a mitzvah of dinim. Besides ba'at aromich abecho, that's the dinim that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin daf nun dalet, that asor dvorim nistav b'mor zay mitzvah v'neach v'sifu aleihem dinim shabbos yitudav. How do we know dinim shom sok lechek u'mishpat? How do we know that kibudav and shabbos they are nistav b'mor before Sinai? Because the Torah says, "Nasas adibres, kasher tzifcha kavis lechemecho, kasher tzifcha lishem lekecho." And the Torah says the same thing. Ligabi Shabbos says the same thing. Ligabi Shabbos, kasher tzifcha lishem lekecho. Now the question arises: why was also Gemara is the kasher? Why was it necessary to be meisiv dinim? But it says nitzav al zayim mitzvah neach again. So one of zayim mitzvah neach is dinim. So the Gemara in the Taras and Sanhedrin daf and dalet dinim that they only stave b'moro over and above the dinim of zayim mitzvah neach that they also nitzave b'moro as reference to knosis, because there are all kinds of dinim. There is an amoreness when somebody guzzles, causes damage, is a mazik or shira mazik. So he's mechuyev to pay damages. That's not by way of a penalty. And then, let's say, to Mesalem here in every state, they have a fine. If you drive when the light is green, or you drive more than 60 miles an hour on a highway, so you get a fine. That's gnosis. So in the Zionist Neyach is included the dinim of mominess, of compensation and operations. But in Moro, they were mitzvah over and above this dinim of compensation and operation, a dinim of fines. So now the question is, the Moro only asks why the Israel had to be mitzvah over again. And dinim, after all, they are mitzvah right there. And Zayim Mitzvah Neah. And one of the Zayim Mitzvahs is Dinim. But why doesn't Gemara ask the Kashe, why were the Jews Nitztave again? And Zayim Mitzvah Neah, they were already Nitztave B'Meneach Miyod Morish. The answer is, Misho Shenichnas Avon Libris is Yotzo Michal B'Neach. So a Jew can only be bound by Mitzvah Torah. But tzivuim that were given to Neach and to the Morishin are not Mitzvah Torah, they are tzivui Hashem, but are not tzivui HaTorah. And the Rambam says that. Gekhtes Milchus Melochim Halacha Aleph. על שיש הדבר מסתיו על מרישים ועד זורב ועד רשם ועד שיחס דומים ועד גיל הרייס ועד גזל ועד דין אף על פי שכולים כבול מרבינו מיש רבינו ועד הסנית להן ועד גמורים סנזן לא נזל ועד צו עד השם הלכים עד הלכים זה עד השם זה ברכת השם הלכים זה דינים מכל יצגן תיכל ולא מגזל. So the Gemara learns out all the Zayim Mitzvahs. But there's the smach. But it's halach l'mish m'sinai don't estav and daim is in there. Afro fishikulin kapolinu m'mish rabinu v'adas neitlen v'chol t'vetiru yirei shalil n'estav eistiv n'yachi v'nachai sh'nemar basa b'nafshi dom l'yisachil nimtzu shera mitzvahs v'chinu yadol v'chol ailon ad avron. Vavom mistavie salamilam. Juli stavu shachis. Yitzchok shiftis maiseh. Veisif filachas. Let me say. Yaakov veisif idanosh. Vizpalavs. Of Mitzrayim nistava amrom v'misiseres. We don't know which mitzvah was nistava amrom. The Rambam probably had a medrash that lost. Ad shebo meish rabbeinu v'nishtalmo v'nishtumo teo al yode. Ad shebo meish rabbeinu v'nishtumo teo al yode. Teo tzivlonu Moshe min rosho kilas Yaakov. Tzivui ha-Torah can only be revealed for Moshe Rabbeinu, not for any other nothing. And Moshe Rabbeinu too, only after the first mitzvah in the Torah. Achrei shaaseh lechem, as Rashi says, Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, so mitzvah rishono shenistavu b'Yisrael. But all the tzivuyim that Moshe Rabbeinu received before the mitzvah rishono, let's say like going to Paray together with Aaron, that was tzivuyim of it. Like the tzivu to Yeno to go to the Melach Ninveh, to do tshuva and to inspire his people to do tshuva. Only Matan Torah. And we say Matan Torah is a Sinai. That's true. Because the Sinai, all the mitzvahs were revealed. But Matan Torah started with Achidja Zalachem. And that's why the Baal HaKodesh says, V'ikar tu levin cho yochum yishchedesh tanu leva b'yimahu. Iba yimahu yochum b'idei. So, Talmim Abavuzeh, Abavuzeh le'amart, b'sho she'ishmatsu ma'ot nech. So, the Salkat Aitoch, im ba'yim ahu yochum b'day, so Rav Chaim explains it, it's not in the Sefer. It means, by all Shabbos in Yom Tevin, let's say, Sukkos, Shana Rabbe, for Shmini Aseret, and Shavuos, so you can be made from Chilat Yesh. You can start Shabbos early. And now and Shor v'Revi'a Shor, Kedem Mashkia. And you can make Kiddush and Abmayr. So why couldn't we do the same thing? Pesach night, you know, the Shaila is Negei in nursing homes. When they have to go to sleep early. So you get the Shaila, every Rav gets the Shaila, whether he can say the Agode and Yichas HaYismatzeh and the Morer, and the Abba Kei says, after Pragam Mincha, and the answer is no. Well, if he's such a Zokin that he can do it, all right. So it will not be, he will not be able to say, Allah Achil HaYismatzeh, you just eat Matzeh, and that's all. We ask Yitzlach Menorot, like any other night of Yom. Or even the chayil, but so this the Rav Chaim says this the Salkat Aitoch of the Baal HaKodesh, that's the mechilta. In beisa yayin, so efshom beidayin, it means after Pragam Mincha, it doesn't mean 6 o'clock in the morning. But what's the shaila of the Baal HaKodesh? Yochum reshchedesh, what happened? Rishchedesh, the answer is Rishchedesh, so was the tzibu of Achidish HaZelochem. So that was Kabbalah Satera, the beginning of Kabbalah Satera. Now in Kulas Mitzrayim there are two elements, Shibut Haguf and Kulas Haguf. The Shibut Haguf consisted Avodim Ayinu Efar Mitzrayim Vayitzeinu Lishem Mitzrayim. And that's the Gula Saguf and Chibut HaNefesh. Mitkula the Gului Moyo Labdi Sei Aseinu V'achshav Tufon HaMok HaLabidos. So the Ritzvah, and there is a Ritzvah's Perush and Agode. So he says, he explains the Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. So Rav says in Tzochim that first he has to say Avod Mayino, and then Vayitzein Arishem Nisom. And Shmuel says first he has to say Mitchilei Galilei Moyav Seinu, and then he says Vashuk Vonam Machlav Dosi. So he said there is no Machlekes because both elements are important. The question is what should he say first? So Rav says first he should give Shvach V'Idoye to the Rebbeinu Shalom for the Gulas Haguf, because without Gulas Haguf there cannot be Gulas HaNefesh at best. even the Democratic Congress. And then he should say, Shvach v'idoy, arbuas ha-nefesh. And Shmuel says, of what avail is gulas ha-guf, after b'tziach, or so, kim mitzchayim, ta, so mitzchayim, tavdun, so, kim ha-hor hazeh. So the primary purpose is Kabbalah's Torah. So merely he has to give Shvach v'idoy on Kabbalah's Torah. And then on Gulas HaGuf. All right. Now, let's go back. That Ramban's Kashi against Rashi Nivomes, that Nomedi Mavisenu, that means the Bnei Eil Mitzrayim, and Mavisenu means the Imois of Mitzrayim. But he was the Bishol Shenikos Avom Avinu Lebris is Nifkadeish B'Kdushas Yisrael. B'Kdushas Yisrael. So I said that actually there are two Kdushas. When the Goy is Nisgaya, so he becomes affected with two Kdushas. Kdushas are part. Every Jew is a part, as an individual Jew. As an individual Jewess has Kdushas Yisrael. So that dates back to Mishor Sheniskash and Yichnas Avraham in the Bris. And then there is Dushas HaKlal. And Dushas HaKlal does not only attach to the Klal Yisrael as a whole, but it attaches to each and every individual Jew and every individual Jewess. So that dates back to Matan Torah. Hayim Azen Yisla. Now, the Kashe, then the Ramban and Chumash mentions on the Pasuk at the end of a Meir, Vayetze Ish Yisrael, Vehu Benisho Yisrael, Ish Yisrael. So, Vayikal Hashem Adishem. She was Megadim. So Rashi says, then Yisrael, Mlamich and Isgaya. That's the Medrash Rabbi. The Ramban is Masik and Narash. He says, why do they have to be Isgaya? The Aloch is Akum Shabal Bas Yisrael, Sofloda Kameis. And the father, the biological father, is Alpidin, not Alachic father. He's a strange. Zemasusim Zemosa. The more he vomits. So why did he have to be Mizgaya? So he says, no, the Pshat in the Medrash, not he was Mizgaya. He identified himself as a Jew. Because he didn't know the Torah. And then he says, v'chachach mishof asamu, that the Alocher of Akum Shebal Bas Yisrael. So his Vodok Meisor is only Shayach after Matan Torah. But before Matan Torah, said the Halacha of the Umi Shalach HaZohar applied. But Neach, if a Knaini marries a Mitzris and they have a son, so the son is considered a Knaini. If a Mitzri marries an Amenis in Yavis and they have a son, so the Halacha of HaZohar, he has a din of a Mitzri, and he's also allowed to be called the first three generations. So Meile Chachmas Ofer says that's why this Migadeif had to be Mizgaya. And then the Rabban says again, Mishor Shenichnas Avraham Lebris, so Yotzo Michlal Lebnei Neach, Yotzo L'chol Neach. So that's the Machlek. So I said, both agree that there are two, the Ramban and Rashi Chachmas Ofer, and all Rishonim agree that there are two Kedushas, Kedushas Yisrael of the Prat and Kedushas Yisrael of the Klal. The question is this halacha of Akum Avolas Yisrael of the Kmeiso, is it based upon the Kedushas Yisrael of the Klal? That's the Shite of Rashi and Chachmas Ofer. So merely from Matan Torah, Mamash to Mizgaya. And according to the Ramban, So it's based upon the Gishas Yisrael of the Prat. Now what is Evet? Now, when an Evet Knaini is Mishtachaya, he has to undergo another Tfile. The Mekiyesek in Yivome says that the other Tfile is only in the Rabbana. It's not in the Reis. The Shittas Rambam and most Rishenim is that it's in the Reis. So the question is, after all, an Evet Knaini is Mechuyev and Mitzvah's Gish, and he's Muzarat and all the Leises. So why shouldn't he, why should he require another Tfile with the Reis? So Rav Chaim says that there is a distinction between Noshim and Avodim. Noshim and Avodim are potter of Mishas Mangon. Tzitzes, Tfilin, Suke, Shefer, and so on. But that's not because of any diminution in the Dushas Yisrael. Because the Dushas Yisrael that attaches to an Isha is 100% same Dushas Yisrael as the Dusha that attaches to a niche, but it's a special to Mashenkin with Abelit Nine, Rav Chaim says. So, insofar as Mitzvah's Mangom is concerned, that has to be based upon the soul of the cloud, and the Nine does not have the soul of the cloud, and that's ignoring for us in it. Omarad, Hamadish is after Yosulah Hills, Lidomeloikoma, that it should be. Because the Kiddushas of Rabbis are done, so then left to be paid it and give the money to Berek Rabbis. The Domel Koma, the Gufel Kohozek, has to show him Akrif and Evet. So what does it mean? The Levam Kodesh Koma. What does it mean? Am Kodesh? That's the Kiddushas of the soul of the club. So that's why he requires another Tfilin. Now, in regard to the Tash, Monishach, if an Akum, Ibn Eyach, who hits a Jew because he's a Jew, is Chayiv Misri Shamayim, and what is the Azor Gezel or Dinim Ezach Bisharan says, so why shouldn't we say the same thing in regard to Akum, Shehiko Akum? Also, you can say it because if he's Maka and Akum, it's not because he's Nakum. But suppose a white Beneach hits a black Beneach, a Puerto Rican Beneach, because he's Spanish, because he's black. He's not Chayiv Misri Shamayim. He's not Chayiv Misri Shamayim. So I heard from my brother Barry Teretz, which involves the Kiddush. In other words, the Chayiv Misri Shamayim by Akum Shikas Yisrael is only Bishas Mais. Misat Redif. So like this, Redif is only Shayach by Ritzich and Arayis. But by Akum Shikas Yisrael, because he's a Jew, as the Netziv points out in Hamikdova, because Vaya Ish Mitzri Make Ish Yisrael Miachav. So what does it mean? It means Ish Mitzri is Maki Ish Yisrael, not because he had a tiny against him, because he did committed a wrong against him, real or imaginative, just for the sole threat of being a Jew, like the Nazis. So then there is a Nian of Atzol. That's only Shire, the Din Redeif, by Akum Shikas. Akum because he's a Jew. But not Akum Shikas Yisrael because he's a Jew. Not Akum Shikas, Akum because he's a Jew. Now, the Shire is, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu kill Elisha Manferosh when Dosson was hitting Gavion? because there is no din of redif la'atzlas anirde if an akum he eats an akum. But the shaila was, since the Kedush Aram says that the iser of hakoy against the Jew or against the goy is nichal v'zayin in iser gezlo and iser dinim, and on gezlo and dinim he's chuyev mise bli odom. Now I forgot to mention the Teretz and Ramban's asoge against the Ramban. Why was Yaakov Avinu so angry at Shimon Levi that even on the deathbed he cursed the ref? Or Apum Kiosef, Hosom Kichosho, Kikoshosho, Vachalsein, Yaakov, Vachitzen, Yisrael. He already knew that the Rebbeinu Shalom saved them, so he should have thanked them for taking this initiative. So the Teretz is, because there is a basic difference between the Mechayev of Mrs. Belsen by Israel and the Mechayev of Mrs. Belsen by Melech. The Mechayev of Mrs. Belsen by Israel is Kaporet. The Mechayev of Mrs. Belsen by Melech is not Kaporet. It is Migdamis to deter others, that they shouldn't be fierce. So Mrs. Belsen, Mrs. the Odom, is the maximum penalty, like today in every civilized country. So certain crimes, so there is capital punishment. So capital punishment is not the only penalty, is the maximum penalty. Certain crimes, so the maximum penalty is 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. And for certain crimes, bloodshed, homicide, rape, and kidnapping, when you take away a child or a grown-up person across from one state and the other state, so there is capital punishment in many states. So that's the maximum penalty. But if the court, the judge, the jury feels that it's not necessary in order to deter other people, to apply the maximum justice that they can give, a less serious penalty, prison, 10 years, sometimes in money. So Yaakov Avinu felt that under those circumstances in Shechem, it wasn't necessary to meet out the maximum penalty, only the minimum penalty. So that's why he was angry at Shimon. Now, why isn't there Mises the other, if it's Nichol and Gezel and Din? So let's see a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Malchus is Bishleisho. Rabbi Shmuel says that Malchus requires Chavgim. Why is it? Malchus requires Chavgim. So the Gemara that Yudin Sanhedrin explains it. My time, Rabbi Shmuel Ramo, Beesr Musleisho. My time is Rabbi Shmuel Ramo, Abayas, Rosh Mechayel Nisis. Ksiv Ocha Voim Bina Kisa Rosh, Rabbi Malchus. וכסיב עושה משהו ראש הלומס מה לא נדס משליש אשר ראש הלומס אף כאן דס נשליש רוב הוא אמר מלכס במוקם מיסה מליס so there are several פשוט יש מפורשים של נאח אז רוסן זו מסוס נתנו לי ישראל מלכס אז רוסי מחס מיסה דמי נאח ויגיש למה משום דזינים מייסים על דמלכס even though before בזן meets out מלכס. So they have to make an umdene. And if the umdene is, there is a possibility, has to be shown, that they give the Malkis 39 stripes, so then he'll die. So they have to make another umdene, maybe 23, maybe 23, maybe 13, you see. Maybe 13, maybe 3. But sometimes they make a mistake. So that's why Malkin must mention this. Now I would like to explain the Shite Mishnah Neach as Roshon Zomishoshon. That means, you know, by Israel there is a basic difference between the Inish of Nise, the Sechel Shabbos, Abizore, certain Arayas, and the Inish of Malkis. Vis-a-vis Malkis, so if somebody eats Treif, eats Nevele, he's living Shatnes, he does Melocha and Yom Tov, he eats Bosa B'chola, he cooks Bosa B'chola, he eats Chele, Dam, Chomez V'Pesach, he eats an Yom Kippur, he is Chayev Malkis. Why is he Chayev Malkis? Because there is a specific Mechayev now, a general Mechayev, of a love that Sheyesh V'mais. Dung ye the love of Lissach Shein Sheer Bedish. Mashein King Hill, Mrs. Best, Hill Shabbos, Abizor, Arias. So there, it's not a general Machayev. But the fact that he was in Abizor. So by Abizor, the Avir of Abizor is Machayev. By Hill Shabbos, the Avir of Hill Shabbos, by Arias, the Avir of Arias in Machayev. By Risiche, by Ginef Nefesh Mchore, so is the Avira of Risiche and Ginef Nefesh Mchore, let's see Mechaivus. Mechaivus. So Bagneach, every Avira of the Zion Mitzvah is Mechaivus. But just as by Yisrael, there is a din of a difference between the Ika love and the love that is secondary in the Chalonsen love. For example, there is a love of Lishash Reseitzo. So the Ita love of Lishash Reseitzo has reference to somebody who chops off fruit trees, eats imachol, productive trees, whether b'milchome, not b'milchome. So it's Chayv Malkis on it. But the Gemara learns out from that posik that Akirei Akilim B'chamosei is also over on Lishash. So is not Chayim Malkis. So the Rambam says, the Kashi, why not? So the Rambam says, Pshuti Shal Mikro is that it has reference to Eitzmach, the Pasit Nisash Reseitzo. Eitzmach, Kyodom Eitzasodi. But it's Nichol Adarisuri. So for the Ikar Azore, there is Malkis. For the other Asurim, Isurim that are secondary, there is no Malkis. Now then, why not? Because vis-a-vis the other Isurim, it's not the Ikra Zore, so it's a Lav Shebechoros. And Lav Shebechoros is in Lekinov. What is Lav Shebechoros? For example, Lisechol Adam. So the Ikra love of Lisechol Adam is and Achilas ben Seir Omer. Achilas ben Seir Omer, there's Aloch of ben Seir Omer. The whole period of ben Seir Omer is 3 months, from Yud Gimu Shono to Yud Gimu and Gimu Chedesh. So he has to eat the first Achilas. He has to steal money from his father and mother. And he has to eat it, and he has to buy wine that is semi-diluted and to it's cooked, and he has to steal basar. He with the stolen money from his parents, he has to buy basar and eat it, have cooked, have not cooked, like the meaning of listim, who are always in a hurry. They are afraid lest they be caught up by the police, and they have to eat it in a chabura of hoodlums and criminals, and it's all done by Asroye, Kabbalah Asroye. So for after the first Achille, and all with all these prerequisites, there's be Israel. If he does it again, so then he gets Mishkile. So that's why the Gemara says Benzeo Meire Lohoyov Leosit Lis. Same thing Gemara says with Gabriel Adachas. Because how can you imagine such a thing that parents should bring the child, no matter what kind of delinquent child he is, so their heart should bleed and they should feel guilty. If they don't feel guilty, they themselves are showing more. But Reishita Bilsha, in order to learn many moral lessons from the parsha of Nesei Amir, if I stay out this and that, no. Now another, so the halacha is that Malkus is only for Achilles ben Seomir. But the Gemara learns out at Rishulim. Hoichom na beimo kelim shetis in afsh. After he was shechet beimo, Rav Simonim, and the beimo is still for Achilles. There is no Yisar of Rebun Achai. There is no Yisar of Nevela because there was a kill moshrit in the vein. But it's a new Yisar. Because it's also our Zoyas. When the behemoth is after shritim fachesis to cut off his foreleg or hind leg and to eat it. So for that there is no malchus because it's not the Ikar Issa, it's the secondary Issa. Another example would be Baltishaktsu. So the Ikar Azore of Baltishaktsu is reference to Tloim, Rimosim, Shkosim, Romosim. And for that there is Malkus. But the Gemara learns out, Ha'ichol b'yodayim isoritz, with dirty hands, or from dirty dishes, or he picks up food from the garbage bill. Sometimes you see elderly women going to all the garbage bills and picking out all the schmutz, all the food, the bread, the meat, the cheese, and they eat it, so they either love the rice, but they are not chayv Malkus. So the Rambam again, in Sefer HaMitzvah, says the question, why? So the Rambam says, because Ikar Azore has reference to Shkosim Omos. So Mele by Meneach, you have Zay Mitzvah, Gezel Dinim. So you have the Ikar Azore of Gezel. That is reference to Gezel, Gneve, Gneves Nefoshes. And then you have other Yisurim Tanichot. Or in Dinim, and that is Neves Das Abrius and Akoy, whether it's against a Jew or against a Goy, is also Nichol. But there is no Malki, no Mrs. Besden, and Akoy, and on Neves Das. Just that there is no Malkis by Israel. And Gneves Das, and let's say other kinds of Navy. I think that will be on.
Yeah, I'm gonna have some Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.